This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com.
So this is something of a change of topic. The perennial issue with that, you know, in about a month, it's time to submit to ASA, and which I won't be doing because I don't have anything at that stage. But when you do, right, the standard thing is you apply to the regular session. It gets rejected from the regular session. You apply to the section. Then they post it to the, they forward it to the section session. It gets rejected from there. And then it gets to the roundtable. And we have the roundtable so that, you know, it basically everybody knows the reason it exists is so that you can still appear on the conference program and you can still get reimbursed for your you know, registration and that sort of thing if your university covers that. And this is one of those weird, it doesn't have to be that way, because I've only done a roundtable once and it was okay. But, you know, basically there's just you and the other co-authors and there's nobody hanging out to watch, in part because it's a little bit weird to leave. It's one thing to walk out of a session halfway through when there's, you know, 30 people in the session. It's another thing to get up from a table and walk away when, you know, the person's boring you. And so nobody attends them aside from the people who are there. And I realize it doesn't have to be this way because other disciplines have this kind of like not quite a talk, but you're still on the program. And they're just poster sessions. And poster sessions are, like, to my opinion, they're so much better in every way than roundtables. And because you can kind of browse through them. And if ASA had a poster session, I might very well check it out. And I might go through and, you know, every fifth poster, I'd stop and ask the author, can you tell me about this or that, you know, or read it. Whereas I'm not going to sit in on roundtables. So am I wrong?
So does everybody do the poster session all at the same time?
Well, I think you could do it the same way that you do roundtables, right? Where you could have the econ social poster session and then the orgs poster session and then the race poster session. I don't see any reason it couldn't be like that.
Yeah. I disagree with you, Gabe. I like roundtables. Now, the hit rate for roundtables, I totally do roundtables because you always have the chance to meet somebody interesting. And maybe for every five or six, only one of them is really of any benefit. But I've been at some, I was at a roundtable with Ashley Mears. I don't know if I went to the roundtable or I was at the roundtable. Yeah. I totally go to roundtables and I attend them. And she was terrific, and I would have never heard of her.
So you're like the sociology version of those stories you hear about Bill Murray just showing up at somebody's picnic and asking, no. Yeah.
I like him. I do. So I do not share your view.
Well, have you ever been to a poster session?
Yes. You know, the thing with posters, I didn't, I remember I did one for my grad program, like one of those promote your grad program poster sessions, and you have to sit there for hours. And I find that very unappealing. And I know I like poster sessions.
You know, too. I also suspect there's something of a qualitative quantitative divide here too, you know, I think a poster, I can imagine being very useful if you've got sort of a couple of key graphs or whatever to put on it. But you know, what are you going to put on it? If you an ethnographer, you put like one big quote and then just, you know, hope that people want to read your
yeah totally. And also like ethics might prevent you from taking it, like ethnography could be highly visual, you could have pictures of the people you were with, but yeah. You know, that would very often violate confidentiality ethics.
I mean, the other benefit I think comes out of roundtables is and I don't know, this is maybe necessarily something we want to organize the entire conference around, but I think that it can be very useful for graduate students who don't have a lot of opportunities to present yet, and it's sort of a soft ramp up to you know, being in this kind of professional environment for the first time.
Yeah, totally. I love meeting graduate students too. So it's like, because they're very smart. They just haven't, you know, their projects aren't just worked in as much. And it's a nice environment for that.
But I will admit that I don't go to a lot of roundtables. Now and then if somebody, you know, if there's one where there's a couple people or a couple papers that look especially appealing, but
yeah,
not that often.
Yeah, I don't circle it on my calendar and try out all the roundtables. But like, if you look through the thing, you're like, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing what that paper is about. Usually it's not very worked in. But at least if you go by topic and if you just search out people who share your interests, so once in a while you meet somebody. I think of it like it's like dating. You have to go through a bunch of bad ones, and every once in a while, you get a good one.
We just ripped the idea of poster sessions to shreds, and
Well, you guys are just reaffirming my my basic idea, which is that everything that sucks about ASA is because we want it that way. So
yeah,
probably true.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.